But dog, I was like, yo, that that took me back.
Way back.
Yeah, I was like, that hurt. It's like, ah. And he just
flying on. It was supposed to fly off at that stung you.
That bee, well, that bee, the bees die afterwards.
Yeah, it was a wasp though.
Yeah, they keep on stinging.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you say, I felt like somebody said that, told me that the wasps just sting because they basically get bored and angry after they finish working.
That might sound like something like Jay said.
I feel like he said, I feel like I was here, like in this room when we heard it.
Nah, it wasn't me. I remember, I had got stung by a yellow jacket in the back of my neck.
Ooh.
When we was at basic training, we was standing in line. Mm. And I kept seeing it fly around. Next thing I know, I didn't see it. And then that motherfucker said, foul! I said, oh, shit! Drill Sergeant said, what's wrong with you, boo? I said, yellow jacket stung me, Drill Sergeant. He said, well, why is stinging you? Get down in front of your position. I'm like, damn! I got to get stung by a yellow jacket and do push-ups?
And get smoked.
All in 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
I remember. Then I remember we went to. I had to go to. What that is out there, Tacoma, Fort Lewis. Yeah, Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, that is Fort Lewis. Up
man,
there.
We was out there in the woods, and you know, like they was like running almost close to the interstate or whatever. And man, we was out there doing stick lanes, and I laid down in the prone position, and I kept hearing something go buzz. I'm like, what is that? I'm talking, it was like rumbling though.
Yeah, it's like, a big wing.
I'm like, well.
Thick wings.
I said, well, you know, we all close by the interstate. And then next thing I know, I seen a few yellow jackets flying around. Boy, I jumped up so fast. I was like, man, forget that.
And you know, they keep coming after you after these things.
Yeah, too. Yeah. I wasn't trying to get stoned out there. Yeah. What it do, what it do, what it do, baby. We back at it once again with this thing called Woo-isms.
Yes, sir.
Woo-isms!
Oh,
you going to have a full thing with him.
Like, a pass and it went wrong.
Oh, man. Got a little choked up.
On this sticky.
Yeah. Let me try that again. Yeah! What it do, what it do, what it do, baby. We back at it once again with this thing called Woo-isms.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy Woo. And I'm sitting here with the Bishop, the Don Juan Shine. Don't call me Heartbreak Kid Hester.
What?
Oh, man. It just sounded like it went together.
What's happening? What's happening? Golly.
I know I'm sexy. I got the moves to drive the girl. While I got the moves that really did, man. Don't get me started. Shawn Michaels, Sweet Chin Music.
Man,
unfortunately, we don't have the good brother Jay Easy in the building with us today. Work called. It's been a long time since work has called Jay from the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it called.
Yeah, it did. I'm dying to hear what he got to say when we call him. Well, Woo-isms checking. A Woo-side moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But you know, we got our good brother in the building with us today, man. You know, first time visitor,
man,
to the podcast.
I feel like I'm on I ain't gonna say the name, but y'all know the well known radio station. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? First time up in the studio with us, man.
Made it to the Woo-ism podcast.
Man, you know, man, the guy behind all the images out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? The number one photographer, videographer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the city, the port city. And the official videographer, photographer for Inspire You, man.
Man.
Owner and operator.
Yep.
Of Gateway Photography.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
LLC. You gotta put the LLC.
Oh, gotta put the LLC.
Yes, don't forget the LLC.
Don't forget the LLC.
LLC.
Yes, sir. It's official, baby.
Yes, sir.
He's not a businessman. He a business.
Business man.
Business man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, that voice y'all hear right there, man, that's a good brother. The Baron Seltzer, LBZ.
What up, world? How y'all doing this evening? Wherever you may be, evening, morning, nighttime.
Well, I'm here. Spoken like a true veteran in the military.
Well, I thought we was in the Key Sweat Hotel. Like, wherever you at, you know, morning, not.
Man.
Evening, afternoon.
Just keep
thriving. I need to be. I like that thriving. Attention, though, bro. You know, the women be calling in from our little world. Baby, you remember me? Yeah, man, they've been in your town in 20 years. You tell me something, you remember me.
Yeah, I remember.
What can I do for you tonight, baby? Your man mad at you?
What you want to tell him?
Why you doing that? But y'all crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man. But yeah, brother, we appreciate you for hanging out with us.
I appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
Yeah.
Made it to the Port City. Man, the Port City podcast. Podcast of the Port City, bro.
I say it right, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. I had to, bro.
Yeah.
Say it right.
Yeah, we got a new one now.
Oh, what? Yeah. He moving on up.
Hashtag the hardest working podcast.
Hey, that is true, bro. Like, the last couple events we done, y'all been like, yeah. Plus some, I ain't even know about. Y'all was all lying on Bayfront doing the interviews and stuff.
Man.
He working.
We out here.
We blessed. That's what it is.
That's for sure, bro.
Yes,
blessed,
that's it.
Keep the momentum. That's what's up.
That's it. Got to, man, because it's like, and I think we said it one time before when we was on here, you know, it ain't a job. Yeah. If you're doing something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm
real
saying?
Real
spill. Like, I know that you do, you know, everywhere that you go and things like that, man. When you enjoy doing something, you know, it just come natural.
Yeah.
You know, we come in here, man, we ain't got no scripts.
Straight out the head.
Just shooting off the dome.
Straight out the head.
Enjoying.
Yeah.
Man, let me put my little water bottle up.
That boy got a whole igloo pool over here.
Look, bro, first of all, this means that I need more water than you because I am much bigger. It's like, you know, I drink that. My body, like, what we doing? I need this.
As hot as it's been, bro, you got to drink that much water.
Bruh. And I'm trying to clean, like, you know, my birthday is, like, officially in a month. And going to Miami.
Oh, so you trying to go no shirt?
You're trying to get sexy?
Yeah, I'm still Rick Ross because
Bishop Sean Dunn, no shirt, yeah. Hensley.
I'm gonna be down there Rick Ross in it. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I gotta try to get some of this belly off.
Hairy chest Hensley. That's gonna be your name.
I ain't got that much hair, you know, so it'd be more like smooth chest Hensley because I ain't got that much hair up here. Or baby hair.
Just one baby hair.
It's a couple up here. Like I got just a little section up here in the center. I ain't got that real taco meat, like
you ain't got that Dr. Buzz from Winning Time.
Nah, I ain't got that Dr. Buzz.
That look like a bad boy. Ain't got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Hey, it would take me probably about a year to grow a full beard. And I'd be sitting around here like, just come in, Libby.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the beard, like, I'm gonna keep it lined up, and I'm gonna let the beard grow out. You know, this month. And
we gonna be down that clown.
Yeah,
man,
so
I'm thinking about cutting mine, bro. I was in the mirror the other day, man, and I got gray hairs popping up like in the most inopportune place.
Bruh.
What makes them inopportune?
I don't know, it just sounded good.
When you say inopportune, like, it's like in a place where you don't want them seen, almost like, you know.
Oh, no, that ain't what the word I want. I don't want them to be seen regardless, but, yeah. You know, like, they be in places where they can't be seen, but I see them. Like, you know, when I pull my hair back, I'm like, man, I got a gray hair up under my earlobe. Like, why has it got to be a gray hair right there?
Oh, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, I want to pull it, but I'm like, nah, ain't nobody going to see it.
And they say that you pull it, they come back more.
I know. Well, as of right now,
earlobe.
Well, right now, they ain't came back. I done pulled by five.
All right, just wait.
Embrace the grave, man.
Yeah.
I got a few strings coming in right now.
Not yet. But you're a little bit more wiser than me.
Hey, don't remind me, bro. Somebody at work asked me last week. They were like, hey, man, how are you, LB? I was like, man, I'm 30. Man. I was like, damn, 43, bro. Man, it must be true what they say about black folk. It don't crack, huh? I was like, hey, you looking at me, baby. Yeah, man. I'm blessed to still look how I am. I be going around the town, man, see some of my classmates, they be like, you still look the same. I'm like, yeah, man, you when know. You want me. Now you all busted and big.
Hey, I be like, nah, you don't look the same. They be like, woo, you ain't changed a bit. Oh, what? Thank you. I mean, you still a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Man,
speaking of black don't crack, boy, I think we gonna get back to it a little bit later, but whoo, man, that's Taraji P. Henson.
Oh my god, yeah,
that thing forever, fam.
Yeah,
and that's another.
Oh,
that's another that's one the too. One. That's another one.
Yeah, because I was like, Tim, I was like, you know, she like 51. She's like, yeah, I know, and I'm like, no, she 51.
That's a grown woman.
Yeah, right, 51.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, you had Paula Patton coming out there. She looked just like how she cook her chicken.
Undercooked. Hey, I wanted to give her a benefit of the doubt. I was like, well, maybe it's just a hair color. Cause I'm used to seeing her dark hair.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, she losing it.
Yeah.
You know, like when they like lose that weight and then they neck look like they straining in. All the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why are you looking like you just like. All the time. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, like Stacia Dash did. You left the job.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that celebrity.
Yeah.
College Hill. At first, I was like, me and Tay, we were sitting up there, and we was just like, all right, let's just check it out, see what it's about. So then we watching, and I'm like, probably about 15 minutes, I said, you know what? I'm probably going to watch the next episode, because I'm kind of invested already, because it was that bad.
I can't do it for that reason, though. Like, when you look at the cast, right?
Right.
You got Ray J.
That's enough in itself.
Yeah, by himself.
Whole clown.
Yeah, you got Ray J. You got Slim Thug. And I'm like, what?
Big Slim.
Big Slim.
Big Slim.
Big Slim. I was like, okay, well, that's an odd pairing. Lamar Odom. Well, where did he come from? That's odd.
Real odd.
Yeah, and then Big Frida. Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, that's another. Baby. Like, that's another odd one to throw in there.
Trying to go back to school.
Right. Nene. You know, Nene? Got Nene. And then, Dream Doll?
I didn't even know who Dream Doll or India Love.
I've heard of India Love.
I heard of that name, but I ain't never seen it.
Nah, and I've never seen Dream Doll either. And I was like, well, who are these? I mean, obviously, like, they butts are fake, but, like, who's but isn't fake now that's a celebrity.
Yeah, I was like,
and then
that ain't even enjoyable.
And then of all people to throw in there in that like the mix of like Dynamite and Gunpowder, Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, they was out the hook.
Oh,
throw man.
Oil
in the water.
Oh man.
Yeah, it don't mix.
Dog, as soon as she hit the door and then she was being distant, they were like, nah. We done with you.
Yeah. Can't pass the vibe check.
Yeah.
Off top.
Yeah. I told Tay, I said, I don't know, like, her, Lisa Turtle, and Paula Patton, they just did not age well.
Nah.
But, like, didn't Lisa Turtle get, like, work done or something like that?
Nah, she needed, though.
Dog, because her face, I remember her face was going through that. And it seemed like it happened overnight. Like, she went from being still Lisa Turtle.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden, just poof.
A melted turtle.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I was like, did something happen? You know, like, you know, something blow up in her face.
But every time I see Stacia Dash, I just think about that one time somebody said she ain't been the same since Kanye left her at the airport. Like every time I see her, and I visualize her at the airport,
oh,
and waving, like,
hey, y'all
all fell down.
I know, I'm going to wait till we start talking about the awards.
Hey, I was just going to ask y'all, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Go ahead.
Do it real quick. So y'all seen Lil' Kim. Do y'all think she, like, realized how bad she looked? Or is... you know,
I think she
accepted it.
I think she's doing. She tried to add more to try to
exactly. Yeah. So it's like, oh man, like I'm looking bad. Well, maybe if I do this,
right?
And then only it doesn't enhance. It just makes it worse.
Two times.
No, she literally looked like a blow up doll, and not in a good way.
A frog.
Yeah, like she does, bro. Like, and she was never ugly.
Never.
She was bad.
Y'all remember that original?
Oh.
Boy, photo album.
I remember walking in the music store when we still had a music store. Yeah. It was Goodies in Springdale Mall.
I used to go to the one where Ulta is now.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
oh, that was Goodies.
That's it. Okay. I walked in there and it was like right there. And I can't even remember how old I was. I just know I was young. And like I wasn't into women like that yet because I was so young. But I was like, boy,
man, I don't know. I think that was the first time I probably got an erection.
I can't blame you. Like I can't blame you.
I was like, ooh.
Like I know I'm supposed to like this. Oh, yeah. I know that for sure.
Man. Mm-hmm. Like she, man, it just like she looked bad. She looked like, man, like, give me the old looking.
Yeah, for sure. Like old.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, no time for fake.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like excited about her verse. Because a verse on that, on All About the Pigeons, is fire verse. Like she's spitting on that verse. But she came out, like, I couldn't even focus on that no more.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, it was like, you can't do it.
Yeah, man. Like that, yeah, that hurt my heart, man. It's like, it's like she looked like one of the foot soldiers from Ants.
Yeah. You like too many cartoons, man. You can tell who got kids.
Oh man, right.
Man, that came about before the kids, man.
She do look like a toy though. She look like a plastic toy.
For real, man, she just came back from an audition of Toy Story 5 or something.
She looked like she got Lego legs. Like, they don't bend at the knee. It's
they just, didn't bend. No,
it's just like she went to do the little whatever she does. Yeah. Like, her legs didn't bend at the knee.
Man, I've been just upset, man. And that's why I'm like, I hate, like, our beautiful black women go out and get all these surgeries done.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't need it.
Nope.
You don't need it. Like, I think it's like she first started with the nose, then she, like, started with the cheekbones, then, she bleached herself.
Yeah, she bleached herself. Mm-hmm. It was, I think she did something with her eyes. No, that was T.I. watch.
Yeah, that was Tiny did that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I don't see how paying that much money. Then it go wrong. It don't always go right, because, like, I had a friend that get her body done, but I didn't know all that went into it, the aftercare. She was oh, I got to go get drained. And all. I was like, drained? She was like, yeah, I got to get massaged and lymph node massages. And I was like, bruh.
Yeah, that was like, that's what our homegirl Meg does.
Yeah.
She got a holistic, like, you know, business or whatever, and that's what she does, because people, it's like a lot of aftercare. I'm like, man, if I gotta do all that, then I don't need it.
Right. Cause I mean, like
I don't see how Sean when he got a
chill out. I did not do that. I ain't finna let you sit here and lie on air about that. I did not do such a thing. I'm not finna do that.
Speak on it.
Man, look, man. So I don't know how we got on the topic, but we were just talking about it. Like Sean was like, man, yeah, I went to Mexico or something. I'm like, man, you went over there and get a BDL.
Look, bro. Nah.
And then it was so funny, man, because like probably like 2 weeks after that, it was an actual doctor on Instagram
doing a
BDL.
That's
all right. And then so it was funny because Taylor, she texted me, she was like, she sent it to me, she said, this really exists.
No.
How did you know?
No.
Oh man, but yeah, man. You know, more power to your heads.
I mean, thanks for the power. I don't need it because of that. I don't need it because of that at all. Man,
my boy finna go down to Cancun. He gonna come back with chest hair.
Mexico too. Pets. I mean, Miami too.
Look, man.
Oh, Miami, yeah, hey. Miami.
Look, hey, you're gonna go down there and kill him. Hey, Dr. Miami, everything.
Like, I'm just gonna do it the old fashioned way. I ain't got time for all that.
Well, I about to say, man, you can't come back, man, with the surgery, bro.
No,
dog. How you gonna be big heads and you look?
I can't do that. You gotta maintain something.
Yeah,
I can't do that. But then, like, two.
You appreciate it more if you like do it. Do it, dog.
Exactly. On your own. Exactly. Yeah. But then, two, dog, I can imagine, like, me coming back and being like, hey, fellas. And like the slander that would come from my close friends,
like Medium Lair.
Oh my God! Like
we had a homeboy, man. We used to call him Big Lair. Man, next time we seen him, like a year later, he was like smaller than you, but he was still big to be smaller than you.
Right.
For him, so we call him Medium Lair now.
Yeah, man. But nah, I couldn't do it the artificial way because you, like, I can imagine like coming in to record, I'd be like, "What up?" He'd be like,
"Who are you?"
What?
Right.
Like, oh, we about to talk about this right now. Like, Jay, start the recording. We got to have a conversation. Nah, I'm good.
Bro, I'd be scared to get, like, some type of surgery like that.
Yeah. And you got cats, like, dudes that's getting it done.
Yeah.
Dudes, you know,
yeah.
Be getting, like, they stomach, like,
abs. Some abs drawn on or pumped in.
Right. And but then, like, I'm just like, well, what happens when you gain the weight back? Because you can still gain the weight back, which is what one of the problems that some of these women are running into. Like, they get snatched, quote-unquote, and then they don't do anything. They still keep the same eating habits, no working out, none of that. And then they gain the weight back.
And then they just waste money.
And then they sit here looking like Lil' Kim.
You want to rumble with the beat, huh?
But do y'all think it's for themselves or the world?
It's for the world.
What started out as being... Well, I don't really think it ever been for themselves.
No.
I think weave was for them. Nails was for self-care. But now I think, like, you know, when they go get the lip injections, when they get the butts lifted, when they get their breasts enlarged, like, I think it's more so now to keep up with the times of the social media.
Right,
right, right, right.
Because that's the image that's being penetrated in everybody's mind, man, like pierced in our minds. You gotta look this way. You gotta look this way. You know, all that. So, yeah, it's like they trying to keep up with the times, even if they don't necessarily, like, even if they're not in a situation to where they need to compete. The world is telling them you gotta compete, so they can do whatever is necessary to do that.
And a lot of the people that get it done, they don't really have to compete.
Nope.
Really don't.
For real, you absolutely right about that, man. And you know, shoot, man, you know the homies, man. Like, they, you know, sometimes they'll post like a picture, like a IG model or something like that. And you know, I don't like all that fake stuff.
Me neither.
Yeah,
bro, I thought I was the only one.
No,
I thought I was the only one.
You know, when I was younger. You know, I like to look at a chick that had a nice shape. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like the assessor. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, you know, if we be out, I be like, hey, you see that?
That don't even mean it. That's just too much.
Man, I'm like, ooh, glad you don't look like it. Like, don't do that. You know, like, I don't want all that.
Yeah. So, is the consensus in the room natural women? All natural?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, man, I'm telling you, man, like, and you know, I wouldn't even lie to you. Like, I really don't like, you know, you ain't got to wear too much makeup.
Bro, speak on it. Come on. Come on, bro. Yeah,
like, I don't like bumps on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? You wear all that makeup so long, then your face start breaking out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Get your hug, and they be late for stuff because they got to put on makeup. Give them a hug, and makeup all over your clothes.
Man, hesitate, man. When we was out there at the Blues on the river, man, with the all white, somebody came up and hugged me, and I'm like,
they left their whole half face on your shirt.
Hesitate, now you straight. I said, thank you.
Yeah, because we can't have him going home.
Right, where the hell you been at?
Yeah, who is she?
I'm black, Kyle Hayes. Yeah, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that, you know, The eyelash thing has gotten way
That's gotta be like my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, like, I don't too much like that either. Like, I don't like
if you want a little enhancement because you just ain't got none, cool. But you got chicks, that's right. You can't even see. They can't see. You can't
tell if they high or awake.
They got the church fan on
their. I run into that a lot while I take a picture.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Bro, I be like, open your eyes. My eyes are open. And it's like, they got lashes on it so big. It's just like weighing their eyelids down. So I'm like, God, you got to look this way. That way I see some white over your eyes.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
bro. Like, ma'am, do you have an extra set in your... in your purse that's smaller than the ones that I need you to take the 2 XLs off.
I just want to ask one of them, you know, without getting cussed out, like, is it is it the bigger the bigger the better, or
cause that's not like, you know, like you with Jessica Rabbit, you know, back in the day when she blinked her eyes and you know, used to the lashes used to lure you in. That's not the case now. Like, I'm not, dudes ain't like, oh man, look at them lashes. And right. Anything, they like, man, look at them lashes.
Right.
Nah, man, I don't like that. Let's see, what else? I really don't like too much weed.
Nope, me neither.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gotta do all that. You know, just be, you know, content with your natural beauty.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because even like going back to the makeup thing, like you don't even know who you talking to.
You don't, bro. And the wigs, I seen like this girl rip a wig off, like no warning, nothing. I'm still traumatized to this day about that. Every time I see a girl take a wig off, I'll be like, oh my God, I ain't ready. Because I mean, depending on who did the wig, you can't really tell unless you like right up on them.
Post-traumatic wig
syndrome. Yeah. Bro, like yesterday I did I shot a video of a fashion show, and I was behind the scenes in the dressing room, and the girl went back there and just, whoop. I said, man, you can't be doing that. Now she was like, wait, it's hot back here. I was like, bro, come on. Give somebody a heads up. She was like,
oh, wig off. Old girl did it on the BT Award last night.
Yeah.
Right.
Wig off.
Right. Everybody was like, oh.
And she looked better with the doggone cornrow.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, nah, that's some like cornrow. Now, she came out. First thing I said to my wife, when she kind of said, ooh, that wig dry. That's the first thing I said. She like, yeah, I don't know why she wore that.
I guess because she knew she was going to take it off.
Yeah, I guess. But golly.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's
LB, baby, next to women when they get ready. Like,
just don't do it.
Please.
Give me a heads up before you do it. Because I done seen too many scary movies.
He covering his eyes when she
pulling
like,
scalps off and everything.
I got to take off the wig. Oh, God.
That's traumatic for me. I don't like that, bro. I do not.
I don't blame you, man. So let me ask y'all this, man. Were you ever surprised? Like, did your wife ever surprise y'all? Like, say for instance, y'all first started living together, whatever, and you probably fell asleep, and then you woke up the next day, and she had like took the makeup off, or had the bonnet on, and or something like that. That just you was like, what the hell? Where that come from?
Nah, I'm blessed to have a wife who she don't require much, bro.
Yeah,
don't require much.
Same here. Like, we did have. I didn't realize how much she shared though. When we first got married.
Hey, Tia, he love you, Tia.
Two more times.
Tia, he loves you, Tia.
One more time for the Holy Ghost.
Tia,
go back and fix it, bro.
I'm trying to tell you.
She know the story, dog. Look,
he loves you, Tia.
Hey, look. So, I feel like I've told this story before, but for those who hadn't heard it, like we got married. And we were in a townhouse that had, like, you know, the sinks on opposite sides. So I had my stuff on one sink. She had her stuff on one sink that she used. But hers was the bathroom closest to the bedroom. So I always had to walk through her side to get to the, you know, the shower, toilet, whatever, whatever. So, like, I was noticing, like, I'm like, oh, where all this hair coming from? It's just like balls of hair everywhere. So I'm not like they start off with just small little balls.
afro sitting there trying to hold it in. I swear.
Look, it started off as small, and then they just got larger. But the problem I had was that they were just there. Like, she wouldn't try to bag them up.
Bag them up.
Or nothing. And so I remember, like, you know, maybe a month or two in, man. And I was having one of them days. And I know I just woke up. I walked through that one day, and I think I just stepped on one without, like, socks on or nothing. And I said, hey, bro, let me tell you something. If I see one more of these balls of hair in this bathroom like this, it's gonna be some furniture moving here, cause I can't continue to deal with this. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, bruh, look at all of this. It's like, do you see all of that in my bathroom? No. Like, on your side though, all of this. And she's like, I didn't realize that was a problem. I didn't know it was a problem that existed until we moved in together. So yeah, like we didn't have like the issue of like, you know how they wake up with the mask on and you didn't realize they had like the Noxzema or whatever face cream. We don't have that issue because, you know, it is what it is. But like, that was the one thing when we first got married. I was like, yo, this ain't gonna work.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm like y'all, you know, I ain't had nothing to just like started me like that. Like waking up, wig was missing or something like that. But I'm gonna tell you like my real big pet peeve that I have with Jay. She'll never put a toilet roll back on the toilet. I'm so mad. And then she's like, how you know it's me? Cause it was you. Don't blame it on the kids. But I'm like, man, it's just like earlier today. Got home. I'm like, man, just sit here and think about life. Just so happen to have a little movement.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Forgot the toilet paper. Oh, I look to the right. I'm like, damn. So then I'm looking. I said, damn, ain't no baby wipes up here. So, you know, you got to do that shuffle with them.
Yeah.
Checking up under the cabinet. I'm like, I got some. But I'm like, dang, man. Like, that just messed up your whole moment right there. Because you at peace. You're like, man, I'm good. And then next thing you know, you look to the right.
You got it.
Ain't no dang on toilet.
Cardboard. Just sitting there blinking.
Ready to make a little volcano.
Yeah, no, that's because the thing that goes through your mind is like, all right, so how much toilet paper was left on the roll,
right,
when you were here last? And like, if it wasn't a lot, are you walking around here like not properly wiped? Because I'm having to do the shuffle. You didn't do the shuffle, obviously. Like, what are we doing?
Man, that's like my biggest pet peeve in the bathroom. Like, use up all the baby wipes. Nah, I ain't got no baby wipes, so I can be fresh.
Fresh.
Then I ain't got no toilet paper. I'm just like, man, come on, man, killing me, Peter. Pick up this football and run every foot in his mouth.
She was intending to bring another roll back, bro. I got to tell you. Hey, she was intending to bring another roll back, but got sidetracked.
Every time?
Look, man, so this is, you petty, so like, I know you'll do this. You have to start paying attention to the roll when you get up after each time. So you can be like, hey, dog, I know the roll was like this when I used the bathroom this morning. Now, none is left. What in the world prevented you from grabbing a new roll when it was only this much left on the roll?
I know she be list. I know she gonna list. But I be hiding baby wipes and toilet paper. Just for that.
I'm gonna store them for the winter.
Yeah, man. Look. I gotta put mine up, man.
Well, you need a toilet paper, real stick. You just, hey, though, stack them up there on the side.
Right.
They probably use up all that and won't fill that up.
Hey, though, Wu got a towel that he lift and he got baby wipes. Unreconciled.
A secret passageway. Probably died.
He got it back in the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
Not disposable, but waterproof bag. In the tank.
Right. Like, God, he's sitting there with his slimy cheeks lifting up the thing, man.
I said he had to do the shuffle.
Man, I'm saying, man, boy, y'all lucky, man. Y'all girls ain't up to age like mine yet.
Yeah, she getting us.
Man, it's like they all want to congregate in my bathroom and comb their hair. So when you said that, Sean, I was just like, I feel you, because I be sliding. I walk in there, man, I'm sliding on hair.
Bruh.
It gets stuck to my house shoes.
Yeah, it's just like, just do something. Like, you know the hair came out. It's not like you unaware. You know. Do something with it. Even if it's in a bag in the bathroom, at least I know where it's at. Instead of like feeling like I'm avoiding landmines walking through my bathroom.
Yeah, I feel you on that, brother. Man, look, man, we about 35 minutes in and we have yet to hit a mental check. So, LB, man, what we normally do, normal circumstances, we open up the episode by going around the room and doing mental check. Mental check, just where we at right now, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, boy, you sound like my dog.
Being alone.
Check in. Yeah, I'm LB Seltzer. I'm 95% mentally, 95% physical. No COVID symptoms. I swear we had to do that every morning, bro.
Oh, man.
Every morning.
I'd be like, man, I ain't feeling good, boss.
And then if you, like, check in below, 70%, you gotta go talk to the OIM, and then if you ain't mentally stable, they liable to tell you just don't worry about working today.
Still get paid?
Yeah.
Oh man, I go talk to him every day.
Yeah.
They be like, woo, what's man? I woke up and all I see is water.
Last time I talked to you, Doc, water was a translation of the flood.
I was like, I don't see pretty blue water. All I see is black. With a little bit of red. I'm angry. I'm black and I'm angry, and I see black and red water.
Boy, you trying to get admitted to a mental facility? That's deep.
I don't want to go that far.
That's deep.
But Doc, I just don't feel good.
Yeah. But you sell it, so.
Yeah, man.
That have me like altar point to be pulling up and being like, hey, Mr. Wooten, yeah, come with us.
I need to see you in the back right quick.
Yeah, come with us.
I'm just gonna go towards my disability range, right?
Not service related.
Hey, I'll make a service connection. But yeah, man, you know, scale of 0 to 10, 0 being the lowest, 10 being the highest right now. Brother, where you at right now in your mental?
Man, I'm on 10, bro. I'm taking it day by day, staying out of everybody else's business, minding mine, and pay me. That's the best thing I know to do.
That's what's up.
Sound like he been media trained.
Right.
Man, I ain't mad at you, man. What got you on the 10? Like, you know, I know you be having a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a busy businessman.
I am, bro. Well, you got to maintain it, you know. Split the time between family and business and me time. It is what it is. I manage it. But, man, what got me? I say 10 because, like, I try not to let stuff get me down. Because when I get down, I get down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know my dark place and I don't like going now. So, like, I'm at 10 right now, but I just found out this morning my water heater leaking. And I'm about to get a water heater. So, you already know I'm talking. That's about to be about 600-700.
Yeah.
But then again, old Ram and the Bush came out this morning and said, wait a minute, we got American Home Shield. We got a pair of 100.
Hey.
Oh, look at God.
Hey.
So, that's what I'm saying, man. I could be down. But, man, I just be on 10. Because I be strong for everybody else. I try to be strong for everybody else. I try to. A lot of folks come to me and be like, man, I just, I I just don't know how I'm gonna do this, how I'm gonna do that. And I try to be that voice to be like, man, you can't let it get to you, because wilding and dirt ain't gonna do nothing but just keep you dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, man. Like, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, me and his man, we done talked about this plenty of times on the podcast, and you know, it's you know, being who we are and our personalities, you know, we feel like we gotta do what we need to do and has to be done for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll never really take the time out to self-medicate.
Right.
You know, whatever that may be. You know, it ain't necessarily, you know, smoking weed or drinking, but just, you know, taking that time out, you know, and refocusing, regrouping. You know, I have people tell me all the time, like, man, I don't know how you do everything that you do. I'm like, to me, it really don't seem like it's a lot.
Right.
Because I'm so used to doing it. But to the outside person, like, man, you do this, you do this, you do this. You know, most of the time, like, me doing this is trying to make sure everything's straight for somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, by us, we feel like we got to do what we got to do to ensure that our people straight.
Yeah.
And we'll never really take the time out for ourselves. But, yeah, you right, brother. Because I remember, man, shoot, probably about a couple months ago, boy, I had a leak in my house.
Oh, yeah, you know, I remember that. Saying? Yeah.
I got this bottle on pipe.
Damn, you DRO.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. DRO Horton.
Well, I'm so tired. I'm so ready to move, boy.
Sheesh. Man, they are. It's like they convenient.
Yeah.
And they everywhere. But golly, man, it seemed like everybody had the same problems at their house if you got DR Horton house. Same problem.
Yep.
They ain't gonna fix pipes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that, bro. And then, like, I'm telling you, man, for at least, like, the last 3 years, like, once a year, it's a leak up there.
Mm.
And I'm just like,
yeah, y'all don't make that move.
Man, I'm sure looking, boy. Man.
Let that be somebody else's problem. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. That ain't right.
I mean, man, look, you already know what we thinking.
Right.
If he didn't want us to think like that, he wouldn't have put the thought in our
head. Right, bro. I'm Let sorry. That be somebody else's problem.
Hey, I be telling everybody, he's still working on me too.
Hey, bro, yeah, I ain't know you was ordained minister.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's
man.
That's what's up. Oh, yeah, before we get too far in there, man, I just want to say how proud of y'all I was the other night at the rebranding event, bro. Y'all did y'all thing.
Appreciate it,
y'all,
man.
That was all his, man.
Look.
The brothers sold themselves. They could have been on Shark Tank.
It was so funny because, like, when we got the nod, you know, we was like, hey, man, it's your time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is your lane.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Like, this is you.
And you did it effortlessly.
I appreciate it, man.
For real, bro. Look, y'all know I like to talk, but a lot of times my words don't come out eloquently. And I didn't want to stand up in front of them people and be talking, and then, you know, they be like, that orange roll come out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, well, you know, his man, his done spoke to the VP of all Verizon operations across the globe.
I did, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
So I know you know how to talk to people. I said, hey, guy. I said, hey, you want to sit on there? Because at first they said, well, only one of y'all can sit on there. I said, hey, you want to do it, right?
You voluntold.
Yeah, he was literally like, hey, dog. Hey, like, if we need you for nothing else, this moment is where you're needed. Yeah. Like, this is for you.
That was your moment, bro. Like, everybody got their purpose. That was your purpose for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Shout out to Inspire You for sure, man. And, you know, Mama Queen and Bam for putting us on. You know, shout out to Opera Rock. You know, he got the same opportunity we did.
For sure.
So shout out to Rock.
Yeah, like when we walked in, I think
it was like, he's gonna be talking to somebody, said that, like, yeah, he got it, you know. <laughs> Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't gotta talk, my brother got it, we good, we good, and we good. Yeah, man, you know, so it was, man, that was like, that's just wild that, and I think we briefly talked about this a year and a half, well, 3 years ago, like, we were just starting out. We were basically selling tapes out the trunk.
Oh.
And now, like, we teaching businesses about the benefits of sponsoring a podcast. Like, that's crazy. And, like, they were engaged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They wanted to know
bro, how this came, benefit them. They came in asking questions like, hungry dogs.
Yeah.
Like, old butt popped his hand up so hard.
Yeah.
What demographic would my advertisement be reaching? I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Like, and they want to know. But, like, you know, I learned a lot from that experience, man, as far as, like, knowing that we need to know more of the analytics.
Right.
And, like, have that more on hand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the majority of them might not want to know it, but you got that handful that want to know it. You got to have that ready, you know what I'm saying, to talk to them about. And but we had some good conversations, man, and got some stuff coming down the pipe. So it was a good look for sure.
Yeah, man, it was, man. You know, just being there, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, you know what I'm saying? Once again, shout out to the big brother over here, man, taking all the pictures, boy. Like,
right.
Like, boy, you took a couple pictures. I'm like, man, boy, if I had on a shirt and tie, boy, I would look like
something.
I know, right? Yeah. I was like, man, if I had the fresh, crisp polo on, boy, I would have looked like I was a professor for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be making the boy look good. Like,
yeah, I'm, man, don't take a lot to do much. Don't take a lot to do much. But when you got that eye and that passion, bro, it's just death.
Yeah.
It's death. Man. Yeah, that was huge, you know. So just for us being able to be in that situation.
Yeah.
To talk about, once again, talk about something that we love doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad y'all was trained enough in y'all business to be able to deliver that. Y'all went up there like and y'all was like delivering. It was like delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean if you sitting there it's putting doubt in the people.
Right, right. So, yeah. Right. Right. You gotta know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm gonna buy from you, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, man. So kudos to you, Ash.
Appreciate it.
It'll be with the optics. Yeah. Yeah. So, Hess, man, where you at, brother, on a scale of 0 to 10?
Man, I'm about a 9. I was at a 10. But then I went to the gym before I came here and got destroyed.
Yeah, man. I saw you send me something about some 2,200 push-up. I saw it and just scrolled on.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do that with me, man.
2,200
a day?
No.
Oh, I feel
for the month of July.
Girl.
Man, I need to get back in there. I might be taking it.
Hey, though, it's just like
starting July 1st, Friday.
Yeah, and it's like I average like 73 push-ups a day.
I can do that.
70. If you do 73 push-ups every day, you'll hit the 2,200. So, man, like, you know,
how we keep
I'll message you the link to
bro. I'm trying to get that, bro. It's like hard. I keep falling off the wagon.
Yeah, and see, the thing is like you being in a group with people that hold you accountable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, see, like, I got the gym at home. I wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, not today.
See, look, man, my rich friends, man. Look, LB got 3 man caves. No.
Oh, man.
Bro, he built a sauna room onto his house.
Man, stop, bro.
For real, man. Like, I'm gonna tell you what it reminds you. Remember that part of John Wick when they went in? Like, I think it was John Wick. It might have been John Wick 2.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was 1. Where he killed the dude in the sauna.
It was 1. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He killed the dude in the sauna. LB got that whole thing built on his.
Dang, man, that's a fancy looking sauna.
Hey,
that's fancy.
Yeah, 2 hot tubs.
With man, stop it! Stop it! Stop the cap! Stop the cap! Stop the cap! Boy, I got that gym set off Facebook Marketplace. Oh boy, we're like, man, I hurt my back. Come get it. Say less.
Yeah, man. So, that's what I thought about building me a little gym, but it ain't gonna have the same effect on me if I get up and go to club for.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to get got a month for my birthday, man. Trying to make sure I hit Miami looking decent, so do what I'm doing in combination with the push-up challenge, and, you know, I should be straight.
I mean, so when you start? You start on 1 July? July 1st? Mm-hmm. 73 push-ups.
Don't do it, Woo, man. You can do that.
73 push-ups.
We used to do that 2 minutes.
Man, I know, man, but the last time I had to do that for 2 minute time was back in 2012.
I know, right? I'd probably get to about 50. And be like, muscle finish.
Look, I already know, like, I'm going to have to space mine out during the day.
Right.
25 in the morning. Maybe like 25 somewhere in the middle in the afternoon.
Yeah, bro, they really don't lie.
25 before I go to bed. 75.
So I mean, like, yeah, we in a group, but how you know I ain't just finessing the number?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't. Like, I mean,
fortitude, man.
Yeah,
fortitude.
I mean, you know, I would hope that you would just be honest.
I just do like we like. It was, remember, at one point in time, everybody was doing the 22 for 22 challenge.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we was doing that pretty heavy, man. And every time we did, we just like record ourselves and post the videos. So, I mean, I'm with it. I'm already in the gym. What's adding 25, 30 push-ups on to the workout?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, man. So, you know, just tired.
But, you know, like, my thing is not like, so, I hate running. I hate cardio.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's why I can't lose my stomach.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even like running when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
Like, they were talking about when you do them agility runs, talking about run with B group.
Man, I used to hate something. Put me in C any day.
And they like, oh, you an officer. You can't be back there. Why not? Just because I'm an officer, they don't mean nothing on my body.
Yeah.
The only one I used to do that I kind of like was the Indian run where you sprint.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one. Like, the battalion run, the brigade run, man.
Because they be so slow. Because then, like, they always want to stay by each other and stick together and look good when they run in front of battalion and brigade. Nah, man. Miss me with that, dog. So, but I did, like, I ain't going to lie. The whole time I was deployed, every 5K that we did, when we was over there in Kuwait and stuff, man, I did them. I had me a nice little 5 minute time. I used to come in anywhere between like 25 and 28 minutes. Nah, don't have me do that now. I'm coming 28 minutes. That's 2 mile right now for me.
No, that's real. They burning and everything.
Man. Then I don't see, man, shout out to the people that used to walk the 2 miles. And they ultimately, they be out there, man. I'm
speed walking.
Speeding. Boy, they be busting sweats more than me, and I done ran 2 miles in 15 minutes.
Man, how do they make the 2 mile in time walking?
I think it's like a little bit. I think
they extend it a little bit. Yeah,
it's 2.5 miles, but then like they time. Like, I think like the, for example, somebody got to pass in like 25 minutes. I'm like, bro, that's too fast to be. Man, I fall trying to walk that fast.
Right. It'd be like them old folks that be in the mall.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'd be turning them corners. When I used to work, I was like, dog, they turned the corners so fast.
Yeah. Getting. Man, I can't do it. So, besides running, my biggest thing is eating right.
Yeah. And, like, I'm working on that. Because, like, I'd be quick, like, when I leave here, and I'd be like, well, I'm going to stop and get something to eat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Tib, she's like, look, you got food here.
Like, yeah, we got chicken breast thawing out right now.
Yeah.
Man, is that on all the wives' radar for the day?
What, chicken breast?
Yeah.
But I got chicken thighs at the house.
We eat that.
Because Tay-Tay, she's like, did you get my text when I was leaving the house? Because I couldn't find my cord. That's why it took me a minute to get here. She's like, did you get my text about taking the chicken breast? I was like, nope.
Chicken
thighs and cabbage, man.
So that's my thing. But see, you know, like, I feel like if I had the food at the house, I'd be good. Because you already know I don't like spending money.
Yeah.
And it costs money to do the meal prep.
Yeah, it do.
That's off, man.
It's just, I guess you just feel like a little bit more rewarded because, like, open your fridge and
I did the Blue Apron thing before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty cool, man. But then it started getting expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, you're paying for convenience.
Mm.
And you know, because it's like the food is prepped. All you gotta do is just cook it.
Yeah. And that was pretty dope. But yeah, I was like, man, I ain't got time to be spending money on, you know, what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. And then, like, I try to, like, go buy a little food, work out, you know, a little food plan. And I was like, man, I can't just eat eggs every day.
I could eat some in the morning.
Yeah, I could eat eggs every day.
Scramble.
Yeah, as long as they scramble. Not like the boiled egg thing. Like where they be like, oh, you gotta do a boiled egg with avocado toast. Nah, I'm not doing that.
I like boiled egg though.
I can't do that every day though. I can do a scrambled egg.
Like, yeah, I can't do it every day.
I can do a scrambled egg though. Like scrambled eggs. Yeah, you give me some scrambled eggs. I eat that every morning.
And then, man, I be getting so mad because then, like, you know, I be wanting to do the egg whites at the house and do be all fancy and stuff. But then, man, when you take the yolk out, man, like, ain't no egg white, man.
That much.
It's thin.
I'm like, man, you think I'm finna waste all these eggs to get a decent egg white?
Yeah, nah.
No wonder it be so upcharged when you go to the doggone aisle.
Yeah, give me that yolk.
Yeah.
Had to get the yolk.
Man, I ain't gonna call Tay auntie out, man, but she's so funny. Like,
he said I ain't finna call her out, but then he says she's so funny.
Like, every time she makes something with eggs, like, she gotta take, it's one part of the egg, and they call it the brain or something,
mm-hmm.
And she always gotta pick it out. Like, I ain't eating no brain.
That she always gonna
do. No, you look nasty, baby.
You got a problem with it now? Wasn't a problem back then.
Problem back then.
You was all about it back then.
Your body. Body, body.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So LB at a 10. Hess at a 9. Oh, man. It's Monday, man. I'm at like an 8. I just hate going to work on Monday. But you know, you know, ever since we got our new postmaster, man, you know, things have been better at work.
Good.
Yeah.
Things have been a whole lot better, but, you know, it's just Monday, man, like, at the post office.
Man, it's the dude that sells the stamps in the office. That's the postmaster, right? That's the senior guy, most senior guy?
Nah, we sell them.
Oh, okay.
But the postmaster is kind of like, it's kind of like your general manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know the one up there, the post office in Sam, man. It'd be the same dude. And I was like, man, I wonder if he like the postmaster or he just the senior guy. In the,
yeah. He's the stamp master.
Yeah, the stamp master.
But I know like at our station, like our manager, he the only one that can like issue the stamps out to us. Cause like that's basically how we make our money for real.
Stamps?
Like stamps.
Hmm.
And people be like, I remember when stamps was 3 cents. Y'all going up again?
Yup.
Man, y'all raping us. Like, dang, man.
Everything else going up, baby.
For real. So, but yeah, you know, just dealing with that on a Monday, man, after the weekend. You know, I was telling y'all, like, you know, before we started recording, you know, took our lamplighters down to FAMU, Tallahassee, Florida over the weekend. You know, some of them wanted to go down there. We actually do, you know, the college tour. So we was able to check out FAMU. We was able to check out Florida State. And they went down for the Youth Leadership Conference for them, right? So that was pretty dope, man. Just, you know, it's always good to see, like, young men just positive and able to interact with other young black men that they don't know. So, you know, that was pretty dope. And, you know, then over the weekend, man, my baby girl, man, well, not my baby girl, but Janaya, she, they had their, you know, little summer chili showcase.
Sort of.
That peeling?
No, this was held at Viagra.
Okay.
LaFleur Viagra was in it. And she won, like, most improved and All-American chili.
That's what's up.
And I'm like, well, what does All-American mean? Oh, that means like if they travel, you get to go and perform. I'm like, oh my goodness. Another bill.
Hey, bro, I feel your pain.
I'm like, congratulations, but golly, man, this is why I'm going back to work on overtime.
Yeah.
I got to pay for you. I'm like, dang, I was working for overtime to pay for my trips. Pay for me and your mama, because your mama like going to the strip club now.
Man, look, I already told I done already told Tib, like, all right, we're going to Miami. I done already told Trey, look, man, one of them nights. And she's like, oh, cool, I get to go back to the strip club. Right. She's like, I remember last time you just gave me money. And I was just like, that's the thing you remember, huh? Just me giving you a bunch of money to throw at these women. All right.
Bruh, so we went, like, back in October. We went to Atlanta to, it was my line brother, Lenny. His wife threw him a surprise birthday. Well, it was supposed to be a surprise, but he found that. So we, you know, we made it to a weekend. So when we found out, we was like, hey, man, let's go to the strip club. We gotta take the wives, because neither one of our wives, well, Tay ain't never been to strip club.
No, that was Tay's first time.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we went to the strip, man. We got them. And at first, called a little nerd stripper over. She was dancing on tape. She's like, no. I was like, pop that booty.
No.
Tap it.
No.
I grabbed her hand. She tapped. She said, okay. Bow. So then, I had to go call in to work.
Man, you said call in to work.
Yeah, the mom was in the bathroom calling in for work.
Yeah. So then I get back. He's like, oh, well, you missed it. Tell you got a lap dance.
Oh,
I said, what? Ain't nobody recorded. She was like, it was so much fun.
Bro, that girl gave Tay that work.
Yeah, and Tay worked my pocket, man.
Yeah, it was money.
I ain't never spent $300 in the strip club.
It was money everywhere.
Yeah. I said, whoa. I said, you got a heavy hand.
Sound like somebody's first time on the floor.
Yeah. Exactly. Run that right down the street. As soon as you take off, they run out of move by. I said, take your time. I said, throw three. Let somebody else throw. While they throwing, you scrape up with your foot, drop your phone, pick up. That's how you let $20 last for 2 hours.
Stretch that.
Yes. Listen to me, I'm a pro.
My wife, on the other hand, was just like, wee.
Oh, you should just got her the little gun.
She was like, I need more ones. I have no more ones. And like, it was crazy because they had like the dollar girl that was coming around, and she saw Till just going to work, and she would just walk up and just smirk like, need more. It's like, let me go to the ATM first.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at the ATM. She just rolled up. How many you need there?
No one ain't getting a surcharge.
Yeah.
They got the first, man, $100 out. It's like 90 back. I said 90? And then you're going to point at the little tip jar. I said, you better get that 10% you just took.
Right.
Man, they killing. I ain't got that lemon pepper loo money. I got that bro woo money. Yeah, man, I can't even go enjoy the breakfasts with my wife because I gotta spend all this money.
Hey, look, man, you gotta save up. Like, I had a feeling like it was gonna go the way it went, but like, it's my birthday this time, so I'm hoping that she just, you know, it's gonna be reversed.
Oh,
man. Just go around.
Hey, boy, I think I'm supposed to be in Charlotte that weekend for the clay. I sure was gonna tell Tay, let's go pop up in the ATL.
Hey, we'll be
Miami.
Yeah, we'll be down there in Miami because Kayla will be down there. So,
yep.
It's all good, man. Well, look, man, just by us rambling around, we made it through mental checks and we talked a little bit about BET experience and the fakeness on women that we don't like. But we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Then when we come back, we actually going to let LB talk to us a little bit about what he does in life. And
oh, man.
Probably recap the BET Awards a little bit more.
We got to talk about the verses. Y'all have to educate me.
Well, look, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It's Wisdom.
Hey.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. It left so many RIP. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, knowing me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride making act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride make a nigga feel a way that you won't follow me. Make a black flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the beat to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, what's the amount? 10 of a bounce. I got a pen to add it up and pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say, I'm bagging up. Got racks on racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching or acting up?
Break it down, weigh it up, not bag it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Plan with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. Long as I live, we live forever. So my twin is get better. You can just slip, let me ahead of. Got my feet up, I pay selling bands and ass on the jet. I don't need them, that in the past. I'm feeling like what's next. Got my speed up, put all on the gas. Just not a CA vet. I can beat them, I believe in me. Just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone. Had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes. Glad some of this shit starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused. And I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold you. I didn't have to. I won't forget it. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything. It's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted to this thing. It's crazy. I know it. All this money coming in. It drive me crazy. Not destroyed. I'll be crazy if I blow it.
Pride is the devil. And I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
Yeah.
No matter
how long it takes. Spiraling up just like a rich staircase. No fly zone, please stay the fuck out my airspace. Say things behind backs that they wouldn't dare say. Know it's on sight when I see you, I'm working at Squarespace.
Yeah, top of the morning, I know that you thought I was dormant. Woke up early from shots that was swarming, a block from the ops, not a cops in the orbit. Cause somebody got popped, now they knocking on doors, trying to find an informant. But I ain't seen Nathan, I'm minding my business, as God is my witness. The weapon gon' prosper that's forming against me. I'm starving immensely. Know when I'm done with these songs, you gon' miss me. John Moran, I'm on my grizzly. Use against his cuz, but no, not the ones in the big leagues. After the fall off, I promise I'm coming and selling our Wrigley's. I'm just a product of poverty, full of narcotics to profit off quickly. My family tree got a history of users that struggle with demons. Not really the hustler instincts, that for often my pockets was empty. So while some of my partner was serving up on the corners of project assemblies, me, I was starting to envy. Wanna be on the top where it's plenty. Wanna be in a spotlight where every for me like Rihanna dropping new Fenty. What I see in the sky, the villas of silicon reach up too high evidently. Nah. I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy's.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path.
and I done made it out the struggle. Don't judge me. What you're saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Say what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go when Johnny died. Swinging them side to side. We don't participate, ain't with that squash. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I send teddy bears every time we make they mamas cry. I pray that my past ain't ahead of me, 21. When I'm in love, I love heavily. If you betray me, you dead to me, 21. I disrespect you respectfully. I got some partners who left this earth. Maybe the pain made a better one, God. Just know that they secrets is kept with me, God. I feel like the streets is in debt with me. I gave my heart away to all the dog, cause that's who accepted me, 21. I blame my pops for that, cause if he didn't fail, he could've corrected me, 21. Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protected me, God. I promise you it ain't no checking me, God. Jump in the water, get wet with me, 21. You on my mind, now I wanna have to me. Can't let the arts of the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the test of me. I see chicken, you is breast of me. Planted a seed, but it ain't a sesame. Can't let you grow next to me.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy Wooisms on Inspire You On Air, the new beat of the Bay.
Oh, Wooisms.
Yes, sir.
Man, we got the homie LB in the building with
what
us
up, what
today.
What up, what up?
And, you know, missing out on Jay because duty calls. You
get
know?
That money, man.
Man, we've been talking about talked about the BET Awards and how Lil' Kim looked like a blow-up doll. And that transition to women getting their bodies done. And, you know, we talked about, you know, we hit the mental checks. We covered a lot.
Yeah, we really did.
We covered a lot. Yeah, we covered a lot, man. So, and we not covering certain things.
man, for real.
Yeah, can't mess with the church's money. So, but hey, man, we got the homie LB here, man.
What up, man?
And, man, you gotta talk to the folks, man, about what you're doing, brother. Cause look, you out here in these streets, man.
I'm out here, man. You know, just trying to do my thing. Well, I am doing my thing. But,
yeah,
you know,
you trying. I'm gonna say you doing it, bro.
You gotta, like I said earlier, bro. You gotta manage it. But yeah, man. You know, it's me, CEO, owner, operator, Gateway Photography LLC. We offer all events, all portraits, all model. If you want a model, I can get you there. I can take you to the right people, get you published. You know, drone photography, man, video editing. I'm out here. I'm doing everything, man.
Look, man, I just remember when you pulled that drone out at the No Limit concert.
Oh, man.
And Mr. Servon stopped and was like, hey, whoever got that drone up there,
I need that footage.
Contact such and such, because I need it now. I'm like, well, it'll be finna come up. Cause
did you get it to him?
I got it to him, bro, but they didn't want that angle.
Oh,
they wanted, yeah, they wanted like way, way back. I was trying to get like right there in their face, but yeah, bro, it was a great experience, man. I was flying my butt off that day too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all know how hard it is to just like manage all that, just the smooth shots, and then not run into somebody. It's you know, it's a task.
So what you did? You just played with it one day, like sitting down in the back, like how you finessed it,
Man,
practice your skills of flying the drone.
Just practice, just like with everything else. Just practice. You know, with me taking pictures, with everything comes evolution. So I kept getting all these hits, but yeah, can you take pictures of this group, this group, this group? And then the groups would get so big, I couldn't get up on the ladder to get everybody. So I was like, man, I think it'd be a good thing to get like a drone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I purchased a drone, saved up and purchased a drone. Man, yeah. That was $1,500.
Woo.
And so, and I say this to say, all of this is a learning experience, because at the first time I got it, you know, I thought I was just gonna get in there and be like, oh yeah, I got drone, I'm finna do this, do that, and get paid for it. Well, little did I know, legally you can't get paid like that. You know, I went up on a job with somebody and they was like, oh yeah, just give us your EIN number and, you know, we'll go from there. And I was like, a who? That leads me to the point of the LLC.
Yeah, right. So,
you know, I was like, who? And they was like, brother, you ain't got no EIN number? I was like, no, I don't have EIN. They were like, you need to definitely do that.
Yeah.
Call yourself in business. I was like, wow. So, you know, I got the drone. Got the drone, went ahead and got the license too. So, little did I know then, if you don't have a license, say like if they have a big fire or accident, which they did a couple years back on the interstate, where the whole interstate was locked down, they didn't have aerial, you know, footage.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, here I am, get the news alert on my phone. Oh, bro, I got a drone. Let me go over there.
Yeah.
And so, with the drone, if y'all don't know, you can be like a mile and a half away, 2 miles, and fly to a destination and just post up there and it'd be locked in on GPS. So I was like in the, I don't know if y'all remember this wreck, but it was a truck driver that like flipped over.
He got on 65?
Yeah. He got thrown out on. So that was that accident. So I posted up like in the mall parking lot, flew over there. They had pushed everybody back, the news outlets and everything. So I had the video. So I was like, I'm gonna post just a little clip online and see where it goes. 20 minutes later, bro, News 10. Hey, if you don't mind, can we use that footage? Can we use this footage? Contact me ASAP. So, you know, I was able to work out some prices with them.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing they asked too. Are you a licensed pilot? Do you have like a business account and an EIN number?
Yeah. So
that grew into that. So I had the drone business offering that. Then, you know, I did a video shoot for somebody and they asked, hey man, you got your drone shots? You know, give it a different look. So, you know, with the drone, you get a different vibe, different look. You can do a lot of stuff, man, with it. Survey work.
Yeah.
Lost and found, if you like somebody lost in the woods, but I don't have those capabilities yet, but I'm working on that. That's some money.
So 5'10 broke you off.
They broke me off, man. It was real nice.
So if y'all hadn't picked up on it yet, one, you gotta invest in your business.
You have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta spend money sometimes to make money.
Oh my God.
You gotta do that. And this man has spent money, and because of it, he is making money.
Right.
You know, and you gotta be official. You know, ain't no, like, you know, I'm just gonna deposit into my personal account.
No. Bro, I had to learn that the hard way. Just starting off, I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
I get paid and be like, man, let me show and see these jigs I want. And then when I broke something and need to pay for it out of the business account.
Yeah.
Business account.
Dry.
Yeah. Business account dry. So I had to get educated on that too, man. I just thank off my pastor for instilling that in me. He was like, hey bro, I'm gonna teach you about business now. It's gonna hurt at first, but trust me, you're gonna reap the rewards later on.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Man, so let's go to the beginning.
Oh man.
What sparked your interest in photography and videography?
Man, what sparked my interest was I was always interested in it. Like in high school, I was in TV production. And for my church, I would like video. I was just a nerd, I guess, because I would do like audio video at the church. Didn't even know nothing. They just taught me the basics. Hey, you push this up, it start ringing, pushing it back. Get this camera, put the VHS tape in there, and just, you know, do your zooms and all this. And then, like, when I got in high school, man, it was like I took, like I said, TV production. You learn about juxtaposition, composition, coloring, color grade, and all that. But I didn't really take it that serious. I just did it because it was fun, elective. So fast forward, 2003, I was working offshore on an oil rig. And I had a coworker that did photography. And he come out there showing me pictures. Hey, man, I did this. I was like, bro, that's nice. He was like, yeah, I'm making this amount of money and then making out this amount of money. I was like, really? I was like, damn, that's nice. So he was like, I tell you what, I want you to come shoot with me next time we go in. I was like, all right, cool. So we met up. New Orleans, went down there, did a shoot. I thought I was the man. I was like, yeah, I got it. He was like, I tell you what, man, I'm finna get ready to upgrade my camera. You keep that camera.
Oh, that's dope.
He said, you keep that camera, man, and then, you know, whatever you do with it, just don't throw it away. Just keep it. But I'm going to gift you this camera if you're really serious about it. I was like, all right, cool. So I did like every photographer does when they start out. You know, I come in town, I'm taking pictures. Hey, let me take y'all a picture. And I'm just saving. I'm compiling pictures. Well, at the time, I really didn't know, like, photography. I just knew picture taking.
Yeah.
So it's two different things.
Yeah.
So this comes up to, I would say, what was this? Probably about 2013. I met this person, and she know who she is. I'm going to call her name and drop her name because this is my mentor. Patricia Carlson. I met her out. She was doing an event. I was like, man, look, I'm a photographer. You know, I kind of want to shadow you. And at the time, I had already hit up like three other photographers in the city. And they were like, nah, man, you know, I don't really want to, you know, teach nobody because, you know, they learn stuff and then they try to jack your style and all that. I was like, all right, cool. That's no problem. So I got with her. She was like, I tell you what, bring me your portfolio, and then we'll go from there. So I go home, get all my best pictures that I thought was the best pictures, put in a little folder. We meet up. I was like, man, this is my best work. This is my best work. She flipped it through, and she was like, man, it's some trash. I was like, what? She was like, it's some trash, but you got potential. She said, I tell you what, you shadow me, and whenever you feel like you're ready, you know, just go out. I was like, all right, cool. So, man, I second shot and shadowed her for like a year and a half, almost 3 years. And like anytime she had a photo shoot, she was like, hey, I got a photo shoot. Come pull up on me and I'll let you get some shots in. I was like, all right, cool. So then, you know, then I started learning actual camera settings from manual to manipulate, you know, lighting and all that. And, you know, I just stepped out there. And I would, like, from time to time send her photos, be like, hey, what you think about this? She'd be like, oh, you need to change this lighting up a little bit, edit this, edit that. And then, like, at one point, man, I just, like, quit sending the pictures. And she inboxed me. She said, I guess you think you the man, nah, huh? You didn't quit getting my approval. I was like, well, yeah. She was like, yeah, I know you ready now, so, yeah, you good.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. It's good that she was, you know, willing to allow you to shadow her and mentor you, though.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm forever grateful for that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got a lot of people that's like the, you know, the people you mentioned before. You know, they so worried about somebody surpassing them that
right.
They ain't trying to pass on the knowledge to somebody else.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's how it should be, right? You should want to learn as well as somebody should want to teach you.
Right.
You know, it's too many times where, especially like in our community, we can have the information, we can have the knowledge, and somebody comes to us asking for that information and knowledge, and they're reluctant because the first thing they say, well, I got it on my own, you got to figure it out.
Yep, I hear that a lot too, man. I still hear it.
You know? And it's kind of like, you know, by me being a mentor, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to give you half. Now show me you want the other half.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, twofold, right? You don't want to give a person too much information, and then they don't want to get out there and try to learn or perfect on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to do what you like. Okay.
Quick money, quick.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, so the fact that, you know, you had people that believed in you, your coworker that gifted you your first account.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Patricia?
Yeah.
That, you know, had you out there, you know, shadowing her and you know, getting her critiques. You know, I mean, that speaks volumes. You know, just like I was talking to my landlords. Hey, man, I tell them I'm 36 years old and I still have mentors.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You know? Still to this day.
Because I feel like you can never know too much information.
Right. And it's just like Kirk Franklin said last night, man. It's the elders, you know, dying with the baton. You got to pass that baton to the people that's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell anybody, I teach anybody right now. If somebody come up to me and want to learn photography, I'm like, first thing I'm going to ask them, do you have a camera? And they be like, no. All right. Depending on their circumstances, I'll be like, I tell you what, I'll let you use my other camera, but I want you to get a camera. I tell them, get a camera, and that's going to let me know automatically. If you wouldn't,
if
you wouldn't have paid the money to get a camera, then I know you serious.
Because it ain't no cheap camera. Nah, no. Not if you're looking to do it for real.
So let me ask you this. All right, so if I want to embark on being a photographer, by me just coming into the game and you say, all right, well, I want you to go and get your own camera, what type of camera and price range should I start at?
Because
I know I shouldn't go out there and get the big dog.
No. Hey, that happened every year too around Christmas time. These people get these cameras for they loved ones.
Yeah.
And they really don't know. And like, they loved one might not be into it. So like a couple months after Christmas, you'll see them pop up on Facebook Market on the Canon group. For sale, low shutter clicks. But man, I would say it's a bunch of good cameras. You got Nikon, Olympus, Fuji, Canon. I'm a Canon shooter, so I just know Canon strictly. But I would say nice affordable camera is gonna be your Rebel series. That's like beginning camera right there. You're gonna run probably about $400, maybe $500, depending if it's coming with a lens too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be it. But then you go all the way up to like $4,000 on the camera, bro.
Ooh.
Mirrorless.
Nah,
that's just for the body. They don't even include the lens they come with.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm good.
You're looking at another $2,500 for the lens.
Golly.
Yes.
These three on the back of this iPhone.
Yeah, I was gonna say, boy, they better be like crystal clear.
It's crazy.
Man, I could. Mm-hmm. Four grand?
4 bands, bro. It be like that.
Man,
but I mean, like, if you know what you're doing for real, a lot of that is just, a lot of times people get cameras like that high, it's just a brag to say, oh, I can get it. But really, man, 10 megapixel camera, that's all you really need, man. If you know what you're doing, you can make that rock.
Man. So have you ever thought about like putting on like a master class?
I've thought about it. I actually started my last church. We had life groups. I started a life group and it was like for potential photographers that wanted to be photographers. And from that life group birthed that church's photography ministry. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up.
Shout out that church. They know who they are.
Amen.
But yeah, I would definitely, if something I would look into, I'd just be so busy nowadays, but I just got to take the time to do it. I definitely got to do that, but the time, because it's hard to be like I literally be at work, bro, and bookings just be like, I be having something like, oh, this Saturday open, I can do something that day, and then 30 minutes later, it'd be like, bing, you have a booking. I'm like, God, dog. So, I mean, it has its pros and cons. Like I said, that goes back with spending time with your family too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing. When I first started off, I was so hell bent on learning this and going this place. And then I was kind of like, my wife was like, hey, when are we going to do this? When are we going to have a date night? When are you going to spend time with the family? And I was like, man, you always complain about that, man. I'm trying to get this rolling.
Yeah.
And it took me to, you know, had to take that step back, bro. And she was like, she was right. She was like, Long, I ain't asking for all your time. I'm just asking for just, you know, a date.
Yeah.
Because it used to be a point, man, I would be like, hey, they got this going on. I'm going to head on that. And she was like, all right. Babe, I got this going on. I'm going to head on that. And I wouldn't even think about it. Like, let me go and spend it. And literally, I didn't even think about it. But until she said it, a movie is like 2.5-3 hours long. That's all she asking for. So I had to get knocked down on that part to be like,
it happens, man.
Yeah,
even like
that's growth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because even just out, like, we be busy.
Yeah,
you know, like Tiff, like, hey, you know, Fridays, right? It's our night.
We had to start that too.
Like, you, I'm like, so I try. I'm conscious. I'm like, all right. But try not to have a recording on a Friday where I know she's off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can help it, just so we can get date night in.
Right.
Yeah, we'll take you on. She's like, when we gonna do something? Like, when you want to. I don't know.
Gotta do that, man.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah, I know, man.
So I make it a point to spend, you know, I had to split it up. I had to do baby girl wife, and then the rest, me, photography. But 9 times out of 10, it's just gonna be photography. And I just be throwing it out in the mix. But I actually enjoy doing it, bro. So,
yeah.
And it's fun to me.
That's what's up.
Man, let me ask you this question. Because you mentioned something earlier when you said, like, you know, around the holidays, people, family members be buying them all these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So, do y'all have photographer beef out here in these streets?
Oh, my God, bruh. The photography game in Mobile, Alabama is like the dope game. I swear to God. Hey, folks will undercut you and dog you out, man. I'm telling you, bruh. Hey, it's a lot of photographers in Mobile, but I only literally rock with, I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm cool with everybody, as long as you cool with me. But the only people I really rock with is like literally 5 of them in Mobile that I can be like, call up anytime, be like, hey, bro, I need to borrow this, I need your advice. But anybody else, bro, they be like all on the book, throwing dirt, throwing shade. Just because you don't edit like them and you ain't no good photographer, but it's crazy. It's real crazy. And it actually took, like, one of the photographers in Mobile to go, like, live on Facebook and be like, man, we need to stop this, bro. We need to get together and all this, which is true because, man, like, other areas in within the Gulf Coast is killing us as far as, like, marketing and just the fellowship. A couple months ago, I attended a group shoot in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was kind of apprehensive of going up there because,
oh, yeah,
like,
I
ain't know, like, nobody up there except for my cousin, and she was going, and I got there, bro, and I was like, the guy was like, hey, LeBaron? I was like, yeah, man. He was like, man, good to see you, bro. We got, people from Mobile coming up, and I had, like, before I went, I had contacted, like, all these models that I know, and I was a photographer, and they were like, yeah, we gonna go, and then the day come, and I'm the only one going up the road. But yeah, man, I got up there and I was like, man, I'm gonna just sit back and watch and, you know, fellowship and everything, network. And then, man, I walked in the studio and it was like, oh my God. Bruh had like the whole studio like set up in different scenes and bruh, it was amazing. I was like, yeah, I'm finna go and pull out my camera, do my thing. And bruh, when I went up there and showed up, I don't like bragging on myself, but I went up there and showed I showed my natural black ass up there.
Hey, man, sometimes you just gotta sit back and you gotta talk your talk, bro.
I came back home, bro, like, bro, you killing it. I was like, what you mean? I've been killing it, y'all
tripping. Y'all just been sleep.
Y'all been sleep. But yeah, man, it's crazy out here in Mobile as far as the photographer, man. But that's why I said earlier, mind my business that, and the money they pay me, that's it.
Man, so, alright, this probably be, you know, my last question before we move further. What do you see Gateway Photography within the next 5 to 10 years?
Next 5 to 10, I kind of want two workers for my company. Man, there's so much money I'm missing out on out here from being, like, at work. I kind of want to quit working offshore, man, and just do photography full time. But Mobile so funny acting with that money.
It
kind of hard to go from what you used to and to just depending on folks to be like, yeah, I want to book you for this, this, and this. But 5, 10 years, I would like to have a bigger studio, some employees, 2 employees. I want to get my daughter more involved in it because she don't see, at the time now, she don't see the value in it. But like I told her a couple months ago, I was like, you need to be like in my back pocket because when you get in high school, you're going to be in all these functions. You could be taking pictures at the football games, all the clubs. All the clubs in the schools. Let me rephrase that, not the clubs, but all the service clubs in the schools.
Yeah.
I said, and then when you get in college, you know, if people graduate every fall and in the winter, you could be taking pictures for them. That's money in your pocket. You ain't got to be in my pocket.
Right.
But yeah. She don't see it now. You know,
my oldest kid, all in my pocket.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, she can shoot now. She just, you know, like I said, she ain't got the love for it like I do right now. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll get it. She'll get that money and get out my pocket. But till then, we'll see.
Man, that's what's up, brother. Man, from humble beginnings. Beginners, man. I try to get this man to talk his talk, man. He ain't talk no trash.
I ain't no talking no trash, bro. I'm trying to unify this, unify Mobile Photographers. We need to come together, man. We need to come together.
Man. So, yeah, we transition back to the BET Awards, man. So, you remember a few episodes back here, man, we took a narcissist test.
Mm-hmm.
And the test results said that I was pretty narcissistic.
Yeah, I do.
But I realized that I am nowhere compared to Sean Diddy Combs.
No.
This guy received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards. Normally, when somebody receives that award, other people come out and perform.
Yeah, he said, no, I got it.
Now, my guy choreographed his whole acceptance performance.
Yeah, because normally they be in the crowd, you know, mm-hmm. jigging with everybody else.
Can't perform, maybe.
Yeah, nah. Diddy said no.
Bruh.
Only group he wasn't up there with was Jodeci.
Yeah.
I was surprised he was up there with Shine.
Yeah.
Boy, I think that shook up everybody.
Yeah. Like, I was like, man, that dude did time for him. He gonna come out. I would have slugged him.
I know, right? But he looked like he Islamic.
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah,
he the first thing I said, oh, he
converted. He's
all the way.
Yeah, he is converted. Yeah. Yep. I was like, all right, man, that's what's up.
Man.
You know, but. You know, Mary J. came out there.
Looking like a...
Thickest eyes on the market, boy. Oh, no mercy.
Did a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Another over 50.
Old Monet.
Cougar.
Yeah, still doing it. You know, she kind of struggled a little bit vocally, but...
That's okay. She gave it all at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did. I was actually shocked. That KC didn't struggle.
Bro, I said the same thing to my wife.
I was like, oh, KC sound like KC.
I said
JoJo
exactly
was struggling, though.
Yeah, JoJo was struggling.
JoJo sounded...
Who's the other cat up there with him?
Devontae?
Yeah. They had the spotlight off of him.
Yeah.
Devontae signed.
Yeah. But like, I was like, KC sounds strong. You know what I'm saying?
Right before they finished and Mary J came out, I said, I wonder if Mary J gonna come out.
Yeah, right after. Yeah,
right after.
And soon after.
Right. And so, like, that was dope. And, like, Jodeci is one of them groups to where, like, when you think about, like, your favorite R&B groups, you have groups that were probably better, like, vocally, but when you just heard the beginning of a Jodeci song,
you lost me. No.
You just lost your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, oh! You know? So it was like, man, that was dope to see. And then the Shine performance... who else a part of his acceptance thing?
Was that Junior Mafia? No, that was the Locks.
Yeah, the Locks. Mm-hmm. It's always good to see Locks.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Locks. Yeah. You know, I was like, man, you know, Jada was around here rocking a ball head for a long time. So, did he get that Deion Sanders treatment?
Man, boy, what'd you say? And the Kurt Frank treatment.
Yeah, you know, like, he got a head full of hair. So yeah, man. But
Mama Combs looked it good.
Yeah, I was like, I hadn't seen her in a long time. Only person that didn't look good was Lil Kim. It was like somebody like literally just said, like blew up before she walked out there.
We can't say what Kanye looked like. He came out there looking like,
yo, though.
I thought Kanye was gonna die.
Hey, well, you heard him breathing?
Man, I just wanna think. Did it for my life choices and my wife.
You know it's bad when my 11-year-old little girl's like, Daddy, who is that? I like, baby, that Kanye.
I said, why you come out there with a sauna suit on?
I want them boots.
He had ski gloves on.
He was literally covered from head to toe. No, like, I know when he took all that off, he, like, was just drenched in sweat.
Like the old dude in the Coca-Cola bath suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep driving.
Keep driving.
Keep driving.
Bruh, I was like, I said, come on, yay.
And then, like, he, of course, like, his speech was extended. Like, yeah. You know, like,
right.
You know, and so it's like, dog, you already having a hard time. Like,
that's why it took him so long, because he couldn't breathe.
I remember when I met Puffy.
Yeah. Right.
And we were in there with Michael, and Michael said, just do it.
Right.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, all these old, it's like, all them old cats got the same, like, matted down haircut.
Baby yeah. Faith.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, dog.
And, hey, but I say one thing, though. Old Creesha, she's a rider.
Yeah.
She's a rider.
Yeah, man.
And he ain't even shot her out this speech.
Man, but, like, she just got there. Like, he barely said, we go together. Technically, he still ain't said that they go together.
Right.
She said they go together. He said, whatever you say. It still ain't came out of his mouth yet. Like, have you heard him say, yeah, we go together?
No.
Nah.
Hey, whatever you think we are, that's what we are.
Hey, rewind back to Puffy, though, bro. So, the whole half hour he was up there, all it was Kim, and then at the end he ended up with, like, yeah, shout out for Cassie for holding me down. Like, bro, what?
Yes, but my wife has like a huge problem with how he did Cassie though.
Man.
Because like he was with Cassie for a decade.
Yeah,
Kim dies. It's almost like Cassie was never there. Like, it's like she was never there. Because he was like, oh my God, she was the one. She's like, wait, I've been here a decade.
Like, the whole time.
And then tried to fight the trainer husband.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Like, she had, if anybody had a reason to, like, be upset with him about how they did it, it would be her. 10 years? And then as soon as his baby mama died, she was forgotten.
Yeah,
that's tough to deal with.
Greatest takeaway from
if stunting was a person, it was Diddy. He said, "Oh, by the way, Howard University, $1 million." And then he was like, "Wait! Forgot about my boy Prime." Jackson State.
Wow.
$1 million. Yeah.
So a stun was a person.
Oh, you forget. He said, we ain't worried about no commercial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pay for
Yeah. He said, don't worry about that. Just give me the bill.
Yeah.
So if stun was a person, it was Diddy. Like, y'all ain't finna cut my speech.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I got bread. And you know, if you send me the bill, I'm gonna pay it. So, yeah. So that was my biggest takeaway. Stun. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Alright, worst part of last night.
Oh my God.
Besides Lil Kim?
The sound, bro.
Oh man.
The sound. They messed over my boy Givian.
Oh, Givian.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. Like the sound, and then the teleprompter.
Oh yeah, that too.
Kept going out.
That too.
Like Taraji a couple of times, like, oh, can't see teleprompter.
I thought she was saying people were just standing in the way she couldn't.
Either way, though, it's like, like, you BET. Like, you've been doing this for a long time. You know, this ain't the first BET award.
Nope.
How do you not have that set already? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both.
Yeah.
But all in all, man, I did enjoy it, though. I enjoyed the BET Awards.
Yeah, I did too.
I want to go 1 year.
Yeah, I do too. I want to go 1 year.
I
want to
go 1 year, man.
That'd be fun.
Real quick, man, we want to tap on the versus battle.
Omarion lost.
Facts.
Tragic.
Facts.
It was like watching a plane crash. Like, no. It was nothing anybody could do about it. Like, it was... Mario knew he had him. Like, he was talking so greasy.
I ain't gonna lie. I was one of them people like, oh, gonna get it.
Why, just off the dancing?
No, because I ain't know too many Mario songs.
Mario got hits. But it was so extra. You know what I'm saying? They had a basically an undercard.
Yeah.
With Ray J and them. And, oh. Speaking of Ray J.
Back to being Brandon's little brother.
Bruh, and Brandon was sitting back there looking like, oh man, come on, man. No.
I'm guessing you ain't have no kind of inner ears in.
No.
That's the reason why you sounded so bad.
Nah,
you know, I give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
Nah, he sounded bad because he sounded bad.
Yeah. Like, ain't no way around it.
Yeah, he just sounded bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Omarion sounded bad. Mario brought, first of all, like, he was just, like, I couldn't believe how Mario was talking to him. Like, that was the same. He won't be on that raggedy tour.
Like, very disrespectful.
That man, he brought out, like, Imitation B2K members. It's like, I knew you weren't gonna bring them, so I decided to bring them.
Oh, man.
And they brought, like, fake ones out there, and they did a whole routine.
Yeah.
Dog, like, I was like, this was, as far as, like, disrespect, this was up there with Gucci.
Oh, yeah, now that was another one.
You know what I'm saying? With Gucci, because that was disrespectful.
I was holding my breath on that one, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was holding my breath on that person. Especially when he did it too. I was like, oh my God.
Smoking on Pookie Loaf tonight.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, that's.
I said, they about to start shooting.
Magic City. But it's like, it's up there with that. And then when Jadakiss just decided to like slay everyone,
all of them said,
he said, by himself. He said, hey, y'all go ahead and take a seat. I'm gonna destroy all of them. It was up there with that for me, bro. Cause like Mario just went in. And he was like, I can out-sing everybody here tonight.
Yeah.
And did.
Did that.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Woosah. This moment of the episode is everybody's favorite moment in the episode. It's the Woosah moment of the week. Sometimes throughout the week, you just go through something where you got to take a step back. You got to take a breather and just Woosah. Let it out. LB, brother, since you our guest today, man, you got a Woosah moment you want to tap on?
Personal, just in life, period.
Whatever just grind your gears, man.
Where we go. Woosah moment for me is the youth these days wearing these damn sweatshirts in 101 degree weather. Like, what's the purpose? What's the cause? Are you cooling off by sweating underneath your sweatshirt, or are you not hot? I don't understand, like, why you need to wear a sweatshirt in 101 degree weather. I just want to take one of them so bad and without getting cussed out, be like, brother, young brother, I just want to ask you, like, why the sweatshirt, brother?
Yeah, because you're going to have your pistol on you.
Right,
you
ask right. No, why you worry about...
Yeah.
Like, brother, why the sweatshirt? I mean, are you cold?
And if you are, that might be something more dire.
Some iron. Are you famished? I just don't understand it, bro. That's my goal for July, to ask a young adult male why they wear sweatshirts in the middle of the summer. That's my goal, and I'm gonna report back to y'all and let you know.
Yeah,
man, my son does that.
Oh, wait, we got a candidate already.
He wear jeans. And it was so crazy because even this weekend when we was down in Tallahassee, Florida. All them little jokers, man, wanted to put a hoodie on, shorts and Crocs. I'm like, what's the purpose of the hoodie? Like, I don't understand that either, man. I really don't understand it. And they're like, I don't know.
They don't even know.
I don't know me and talk who just because. Yeah, man. Here's what you got for us, brother.
Man, I think I've talked about this before. Like, my in-laws just don't know how to let us know they come in town. They just
pop up.
They just show up.
Mm.
And LB, this is the thing with my in-laws. They live in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
So it's not like skip or hop.
Right.
Like if you're driving, that's 24 hours. If you're catching the flight, that's a few hours. Ain't no straight shots. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know how to fix that, don't you?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you do it one good time.
We getting there.
You won't have that problem ever again.
And it's like, you know, this time it was just, you know, her grandma, which, you know, I like her grandma. She cool, you know, she ain't high maintenance, you know what I'm saying? She come in, she do what she do, she leave. So, like, I ain't tripping, like, as far as, like, when she get here.
Mm-hmm.
But, and plus, like, whenever we go to Denver, we always stay with her. But it's like, dog, you knew yesterday.
We was coming.
You was coming. Like, you just be like, hey, tomorrow, I'm gonna be in town.
Right.
I might need to stay with you. You didn't even give me a definite. Just like, hey, I might need to stay with you. Okay. I got you. You know? Because, dog, like, you got to clean up.
Get food. Yeah.
Make sure everything's straight. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just pulling up.
I ain't think people did that still.
Yeah, dog.
Especially from that far of a distance.
That's like my biggest pet peeve. Don't pull up in my crib.
Bruh.
That's why I moved out the way I was at.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You know? Yeah, I hate that with a passion. Oh, man. I think, I don't think I gotta move something on.
Oh, that's what's up.
Wow, life's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think I got one.
That's really good, bro.
Man, LB, before we get up out of here, brother, man, you want to just say anything to the people, how they can find you, where they can find you?
Oh, yeah. I can be found on all social media, Gateway Photo 251. That's on Instagram. www.gatewayphoto251.com. That's a website. You can go on there, find all booking information, pricing, upcoming events. You subscribe to it, you'll get, like, exclusive promotions that I put out from time to time. And on Facebook, you can just find me, LeBaron Seltzer. You know, I'll be on that clown, but I do drop images from time to time on there. But yeah, definitely Instagram, 251, Gateway Photo 251 on IG.
Hey, man, look, I ain't saying it just because he's my homie, man, because I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people that take photos, man, but LB too, some family portraits, man, of our family about a year ago.
Oh,
and them thing was busting, man. Them thing was
popping and everything.
Yeah, man. He had your boy. Hey, that light hit me good, man. You know what I'm saying? Not too dark. Darker. You know what I'm saying? Not too light. Yeah, so, you know, it was just right, man. So, y'all go check out the brother. And, one more thing too, when this drops later in the evening, earlier of the day, we had just did a clothing drive. So, you know, not only do we have our regular jobs, you know, not only do we do our second love or third love, more than a hobbyist, but we also out here in the community, man, and we just want to appreciate everybody that came through.
Facts.
Donated. What we did was we did a clothing drive. and hygiene drive, and all of the clothes and hygiene products that were donated will be going to the Penelope House here in Mobile, Alabama, Waterfront Mission, and some of the hygienes will be going out to some of the schools as well. So we appreciate everybody that took the time out to help us do what we do. Yes, what you got, bro?
Man, just, you know, since Jay ain't here, check out the website, wooisms.com. As he was, check out that merch, you know.
Get you some of that merch.
Some of that merch. And then just make sure you catch us, man, each and every Friday and Saturday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on the Inspire You On app, as well as all your major podcast platforms. We out here.
Hey, man. Look, my brother here said it all, so we going to go ahead and get up out of here. But as always, it's your boy, Woo.
It's your boy, Big Hess.
I'm filling in for JLB.
Hey. The off season. We off.
That's right. Talking about.
Applying pressure, starting my grind with crime festers, and now I'm showing like they in they second trimesters. That's why throw a shout out to online. I pay no mind to they benign gestures. But please, I got my mind on much bigger things to say the least. My latest speeches sound like they was released by David East. Verses hit hard, never pitched hard or played the streets. These whips hard behind closed doors, can't pay the lease. Ain't nothing wrong with living check to check, cause most have to. Instead of capping, why don't you talk about being a broke rapper? That's a perspective I respect, because it's real what it's like to be nice as, but gotta stress to pay the bills. That was me in 08, seeing no cake. Not even on dates, I celebrated my birth. Just did the mental math and calculated my worth. Crazy, didn't know I got more M's than a real Slim Shady video. Big boss, less Rick Ross, more like a wavy hideo. Kojima, they tote steamers round the way we tippy toe. Round vibes and cold blooded, no reptiles, just projectiles. From salty, you rocking the fresher textiles. I seen best pals grow up and switch. Sometimes over a couple dollars, more often over a. I could cap and say that I never scratched my jealousy itch, but thank God I conquered that, cause if not, I'd never be rich. Envy keep your pockets empty, so just focus on you. If you broken clown and a millionaire, the joke is on you. Money ain't everything, I never say that, but to get those stones, knowing they sell their soul to get wherever they at. Just know these verses is some shit they gon' forever play back.
Come on.
Hell yeah. You know what it is. Don't even try to act like them. That's why I gotta flex sometimes. Just try to act like you just not that. Like you just really don't do it how you do it. Like, you really try to act like you don't do what you do. Look you dead in your face. And really act like you don't do it to the level that you do it. That's why sometimes you gotta come through and just do it at the level that you do it in front of every face, so they know the difference between you, the real niggas, and the mother fraudulent, man. Don't never get it up. If a can't do it like you do it, sometimes you gotta do it in front of his face, so he'll know forever. Damn, that did it how I always wanted to do it, and I'll never be able to do it like that. Just a difference.
These are the same ones telling us that we are where we are because we're just not working hard. And that mentality is what we're up against. To get that check.